Chapter 2. Darcy spotted everyone sitting at the usual table in the back corner of Nico's. The restaurant looked the same as always, crowded with Bluford students and other young people, eating, talking, and laughing loudly. But to Darcy, Nico's felt different since Hakeem left. Smaller, though she knew it couldn't be.
"There she is," shouted Cooper as soon as she neared the table. "Let's eat."
"Coop, would you at least let her sit down first?" Tara scolded.
"Sorry, y'all," Cooper said, "but I worked all day and I didn't have no lunch break. If I don't get some pepperoni pizza right now, I'm gonna eat Darcy's chair, then she won't have a place to sit."
"Coop,"
Tara yelled, slapping him playfully in the chest.
"It's all right, I'm sorry I kept you all waiting. It's just been one of those days," Darcy said, glancing at Tara, then Hakeem.
He stood up immediately in saggy jeans and a loose white t-shirt. Even in those clothes, Darcy could see he'd grown over the summer. Not taller, but wider and more muscular. And he seemed older, too, and more handsome. For a split second, she could hear the voice in her head confessing everything to him.
"While you were gone, I started seeing someone else. He tried to hurt me. It was a mistake. Please don't hate me. I still want us to get back together like old times."
But as she looked into his eyes, her mouth felt locked tight, as if an invisible hand gripped her face.
"Hi, Hakeem," she said, forcing herself to speak. She could barely manage a smile, she was so tense.
Hakeem gave her a quick, firm hug, patting her on the back twice like she was his aunt. The touch made Darcy cringe inside. It was nothing like the embraces they'd shared only months ago.
"Good to see you, Darcy," he said, looking at her quickly and turning away.
Darcy was surprised to hear his stutter. It was a problem that surfaced when he was nervous or stressed. Normally it happened when he talked to adults, not with her.
"You too," she replied, wondering if her touch felt as uncomfortable as his.
Darcy felt Tara watching them, trying to figure out what was wrong. Darcy wanted to talk to her alone, but didn't know how to ask without seeming rude. Instead, she sat down at the table. Several seconds passed without a word. It felt like hours to Darcy.
"So can we eat?"
Cooper blurted out, his voice shattering the heavy silence that gathered over their table like fog.
"Yeah, I've been dreaming about Nico's pizza for months,"
Hakeem said, turning to Cooper and sitting down.
"What are we waiting for?"
"Amen,"
Coop shouted, jumping up to place the order. For a second, the table got quiet again, and Darcy wondered what she could say that would seem natural. Looking at Hakeem, she could swear he felt just as awkward. Was he holding something back too? She wondered.
"So, can y'all believe it?"
Tara asked suddenly, her voice a bit forced.
"We're juniors. I can't believe it myself. Where'd the time go?"
Hakeem sighed and rubbed his forehead. Darcy squirmed in her seat, grateful to see Cooper return to the table. She knew Tara was trying to get them to talk, but her questions only made things more tense. Tara's long stares didn't help either. Darcy felt like she was on one of those reality TV shows her younger sister Jamie watched, where people pretended to act normal even though five cameras were in their faces.
"I hear what you're saying, girl," Cooper cut in. "Seems like yesterday Darcy was just a know-it-all in Miss Reed's class who did nothing but hit the books. Now we know she can hang and we all tight."
"Thanks a lot, Coop," Darcy replied, remembering how at the beginning of last year, she and Tara were nearly enemies. It was all ancient history.
"Seems like yesterday you had a big mouth and no sense. But nothing's changed, Coop, 'cause you acting that way right now,"
Tara cut back, glaring at him.
"That's cold," he replied, acting hurt.
"But it's true," Tara shot back.
"I know what Coop's trying to say," Hakeem spoke up suddenly. "Look how much we all changed in just 1 year. If Coop's mom didn't let me stay at his crib, I wouldn't even be here. Who knows where we'll be a year from now."
"Man, Detroit sure made you serious, bruh," Cooper said.
"It is serious, Coop. When my dad got sick, I went from worrying about grades to wondering whether he'd even make it," I saw things change just like that. He snapped his fingers to make his point.
Once you go through that, life ain't the same. You start thinking differently about everything.
Maybe some things aren't what you thought they were. I don't mean to sound depressing, but the truth is, you don't know what's gonna happen. We might not be here next week. Forget about next year,
Hakeem continued, looking at each person at the table as he spoke. There was a depth in his eyes that Darcy didn't remember. The summer had changed him too, no doubt about it.
I know what you mean, Darcy replied. I feel the same way. With Grandma passing and the new baby coming, and...
She paused. She knew her thoughts were drifting toward Brian. She wasn't about to go there, not with everyone staring at her. Not with the strange, new Hakeem across from her.
You just change, you know? Some things don't seem as important as they used to.
Darcy felt a wave of sadness as she spoke. Maybe what they were really saying was that things were over between them. The months apart had destroyed what little remained of their friendship, dried it up like a plant left in the sun too long without water. Their old relationship was finally dead. Tara leaned forward, shaking her head as if what she heard bothered her.
I hear what y'all are saying, and I know you're being real, but you're forgetting something. Friends and family ain't like clothes that just go out of style. You don't just drop your people.
Tara paused and looked at Darcy, then back at Hakeem.
When stuff happens, which it always does, you work through it. That don't mean it's easy. I'd be lying if I said that. But it's what you gotta do when something's important.
Darcy shifted uncomfortably in her chair. She noticed Hakeem was playing with a straw, his eyes aimed down at the table, not at her.
It's kinda like pizza, Cooper said.
Tara rolled her eyes and shook her head in frustration.
Yo, you really need to eat something, Coop, Hakeem added, smiling slightly. I'm serious. Check this out. Say you find something you really like pepperoni pizza. Why change anything if it's that good? If you did, you throw away something special. Once y'all try a slice, you'll see what I mean. Some things don't need to change.
Cooper's eyes were fixed on Hakeem. Tara's were, too. Hakeem grunted and tossed his straw aside. Darcy took a sip of water.
Two pizzas? The waiter interrupted, carrying two large trays.
Yeah, you could put that one right in front of me, Cooper instructed.
Darcy smiled as Cooper quickly grabbed two slices, wincing as a glob of hot cheese landed on his wrist. Across from him, she noticed Hakeem's face. For several seconds, he didn't budge even though the pizza was right in front of him.
What's wrong with him? Darcy wondered.
Though he was sitting next to her, Hakeem still seemed miles away.
Does he know I'm hiding something? Is that why he's so different? Or is it something else?
You all right, Darce? Tara asked.
Huh? Darcy said.
She noticed Cooper and Hakeem weren't at the table. They were standing in line at the cash register.
What's bothering you, girl? You hardly said anything tonight and you only ate one slice of pizza. You feeling okay?
Darcy realized she'd been so distracted, she didn't even see Cooper and Hakeem get up. She must have zoned out for at least a few minutes.
I'm fine, Tara. I just got a lot on my mind, that's all, Darcy explained.
In line at the register, Cooper and Hakeem spoke quietly to each other. Darcy noticed Cooper did most of the talking.
Well, just spit it out, girl. You look more like you just said goodbye to Hakeem, not hello, Tara said.
I know, Tara. I'm sorry. It's just... Darcy paused, lowering her voice so no one but Tara could hear.
It's me and Hakeem. You saw how weird we were tonight. I never thought I'd say it, but I think it's finally over, she admitted.
There was something sad and final in the word over. It seemed to echo in the air as she said it.
Come on, Darce. Hakeem just got back. Give him some time, girl.
You both just need to get used to each other again. And you two need to talk and deal with what happened this summer so you can move on, you know?
Just don't worry, Tara said, rubbing her back.
Darcy wanted the words to be true, but she didn't believe them, not with what she just heard.
You know what else? She added, lowering her voice further so it was barely louder than a whisper. I keep thinking about what happened with Brian. How am I ever going to tell Hakeem about that? He'd never understand. He'd hate me.
Tara sighed and rubbed Darcy's back without saying a word. Usually, she had a quick answer for everything. The fact that Tara took so long to respond made Darcy feel even worse. It was like having a disease the doctor could not cure. Tara might as well have come out and said, "Yep, you're right, girl. You screwed up big time, and ain't nothing gonna fix it. Sorry."
"Give it time, girl," Tara said finally.
"When you're ready, tell him what you need to tell him. If he's the person I think he is, he'll handle it just right. If not, you're better off without him."
She stopped to eat a piece of hardened cheese she picked off the tray in front of her.
"Like I said, both of you need to talk and sort things out. You don't need to rush anything, but I'm being straight up with you about this. I think you two can work everything out."
"Are you serious, Tara? You really think so? You're not just saying that?"
Darcy stared into Tara's eyes, searching for a reason to believe her. While Tara didn't look away, she paused just a bit. Maybe no one else would have noticed it, but Darcy did.
"You know it, girl."
The two were quiet for a minute as Darcy replayed Tara's words over and over again in her mind. The way she paused didn't sound right, like an off-key voice in a choir, and there was something strange in Tara's advice, too. "You two need to deal with what happened this summer," she had said. "Both of you need to sort things out."
Those words, "you two, both of you," what did they mean? Did Tara know more than what she was saying?
Darcy was about to ask when Hakeem and Cooper returned.
"Well, we should get back. First day of school is tomorrow," Hakeem said. "I still got some unpacking to do."
First day of school. The words seemed like a cruel joke, but they were true. Tomorrow would pile classes and homework on top of everything else swirling in Darcy's head. But no matter what her classes would bring, Darcy knew one question she needed an answer to first. What happened to Hakeem this summer?